Reading from Startide Rising by David Brin. Chapter 10, Metz. I'm sorry, Dr. Metz. The captain is with Thomas Orley in the weapons section. If there's anything I can do... As usual, Vice-Captain Takata Jim was unfailingly polite. His Anglic diction, even while breathing oxywater, was almost perfect. Ignacio Metz couldn't help smiling in approval. He had a particular interest in Takata Jim.
No, Vice-Captain, I just stopped by the bridge to see if the survey party had reported in.
They haven't. We can only wait. Metz tisked. He had already concluded that Hikahi's party was destroyed.
Ah, well, I don't suppose there has been any offer of negotiations by the Galactics yet.
Takata Jim shook his large, mottled gray head left to right. Regrettably, no, sir. They appear to be more interested in slaughtering each other. Every few hours, it seems, yet another battle fleet enters Gethsemane's system to join in the free-for-all. It may be a while before anyone initiates diplomacy. Dr. Metz frowned at the illogic of it. If the Galactics were rational, they'd let Streaker hand her discovery over to the Library Institute and have done with it. Then everyone would share equally. But galactic civilization was unified more in the breach than in fact, and too many angry species had big ships and guns.
Here we are, he thought, in the middle with something they all want. It can't just be that giant fleet of ancient ships. Something more must have set them off. Gillian Baskin and Tom Orley picked something up out there in the shallow cluster. I wonder what it was.
Will you be wanting me to join you for dinner this evening, Dr. Metz?
Metz blinked. What day was it? Ah, yes, Wednesday. Of course, Vice-Captain, your company and conversation would be appreciated as usual. Shall we say 6-ish?
Perhaps 1900 hours would be better, sir. I get off duty then.
Very well. Until then.
Takata Jim nodded. He turned and swam back to his duty station. Metz watched the Finn appreciatively.
He's the best of my Stenos, Metz thought. He doesn't know I'm his godfather, his gene-father, but I am proud nonetheless.
All the dolphins aboard were of Tersiops amicus stock, but some had genetic grafts from Stenos bretonensis, the deep-water dolphin that had always been the closest to the bottlenose in intelligence. Wild bretonensis had a reputation for insatiable curiosity and reckless disregard for danger. Metz had led the effort to have DNA from that species added to the Neofin gene pool. On Earth, many of the new Stenos had turned out very well, showing streaks of initiative and individual brilliance. But a reputation for harsh temperament had lately caused some resentment in Earth's coastal communities. He had worked hard to convince the Council that it would be an important gesture to appoint a few Stenos to positions of responsibility on the first dolphin-crewed starship. Takata Jim was his proof. Coldly logical, primly correct, the Finn used Anglic almost to the exclusion of Trinary and seemed impervious to the whale dream that so enthralled older models like Kredaki. Takata Jim was the most manlike dolphin Metz had ever met. He watched the vice-captain manage the bridge crew with none of the little kinink parables Kredaki was always inserting, but rather with Anglic precision and brevity, never a word wasted. Yes, he thought, this one is going to get a good report when we get home.
Dr. Metz.
Metz turned and recoiled at the size of the dolphin that had silently come up beside him.
What? Oh, Cathar John, you startled me. What can I do for you?
A truly large dolphin grinned at him. His blunt mouth, his countershaded body, and bulging eyes would have told Metz everything about him, if he hadn't already known. Feressa attenuata, the human savored the thought, so beautiful and savage, my most secret project, and nobody, not even you, Cathajan, knows that you are more than just another Stenos.
Forgive the interruption, Dr. Metz, but the chimp scientist Charles Dartt has asked to speak with you. I think the little ape wants to bitch to somebody again.
Metz frowned. Cathajan was only a bosun, and not expected to be as refined as Takata Jim. Still, there were limits, even considering the giant's hidden background. I will have to talk to this fellow, he reminded himself. This kind of attitude will never do.
Please inform Dr. Dartt that I'm on my way, he told the Finn. I'm finished here for now.